Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Andrew Siepka was born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts. His wife, Christine, was born in American Samoa. She is of Korean extraction, Korean descent. We'll get into that story a little bit later, how that all happened. But Andrew was a two-year varsity captain in his high school lacrosse team. He also earned a scholarship to play lacrosse in college. Later, he joined the Department of Homeland Security and continued to excel, and then worked on a specialized worldwide deployable SWAT team, Special Weapons and Tactics. His desire to succeed was still being fueled by his anger due to abandonment. He would drink to mask these feelings, but that's just the beginning. Just the beginning. That's why we pause to remind you at the beginning of our show, the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to do what someone has done for Andrew and Christine, to bring them closer and closer to Jesus Christ so that they would know the love of Christ, so that you, dear friend, would know the love of Jesus for you, He who died on the cross for your sins, who loves you so much He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has reached Andrew and Christine, is reaching out to you at this very moment. Would you open your heart to Jesus? Well, Andrew has served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Homeland Security, Special Operations, Law Enforcement for 6 years, 7 years now, specializing in counterterrorism, counter-drug, anti-piracy, and human trafficking. Christine, her professional name, CJ Siepka, is the owner of Naturally You in the beauty industry. They are members of Grace Bible Pearlside, Regal Campus, where Christine is on the worship team. And if you go there, the first person you'll probably see is Andrew serving you coffee, drinks, water, making you feel real comfortable. And a real engaging couple indeed. Andrew and Christine, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So I mentioned Boston, but American Samoa, Christine, wow. You were born there.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, Anihaseyo, Talofa. How did it happen for you?
My parents, they both actually met there in American Samoa. My mom was sponsored by a Samoan family through my aunt. And my dad was a co-captain of a longshore fishing boats. So the fishing boats went to Samoa to drop off the tuna to sell, and that's where my mom and dad met and got married and had three of us kids.
And she graduated from
Samoana High School.
Samoana High School. Wow. Can't forget that.
They do speak some Samoan. It's crazy when you see these little Korean, old Korean couple speaking Samoan to their Samoan friends.
I know you for a long time. I never knew that.
Yeah. That's a awesome, surprising unknown fact.
Yeah. Andrew Siepka, how rough is the game of lacrosse?
I would say the best way to describe it is probably if you were to put ice hockey on a football field. Wow. Pretty much.
Mm. Well, and from the looks of it, from what I've seen, they don't have as much padding as the ice hockey players.
No, not at all.
It's a small shoulder pads. Mm-hmm. The helmets are, from a football standpoint, would seem a little bit lean.
There's not much protection, so not at all.
So you're banging each other around.
Yeah.
There. rough sport.
Yeah.
Well, you've been involved in rough sports throughout your years, and it makes me wonder how you got involved in martial arts, how you got involved in weightlifting. Where did it all start?
Well, I mean, as long as I can remember, I've always been very physically active. I was a really physically active kid. I was very blessed. My mom always had me playing sports. I was really high energy. So I played basketball, t-ball, I mean, hockey with the neighborhood kids. I was always outside doing something. We always played outside. So I also have a lot of brothers. So there's a lot of, you know, family fist fights and stuff like that and roughhousing. So I guess I kind of just grew up being very physically active. It was a way for me to get out my energy.
Yeah, you know, growing up, you said you had a lot of brothers, and but, you know, something happened early on in your life that kind of changed your life. You know, you went through a kind of traumatic experience. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about that.
When I was 4 years old, my parents separated. My mom and dad had me when they were really young. They were 21 years old when they had me. And I also have a twin brother. But they separated when we were 4 years old. And after that, about 10 months later, my dad remarried and then was pretty much completely out of the picture. So I grew up without a father figure in my life. And that definitely made me question if I was lovable, what I did to make my parents separate, and then also want to prove my worth. Because one of the big things when you have a parent leave is you feel worthless. You know, one of the people who brought you into this world just abandoned you. So how do you cope with something like that? So the best way that I knew how to do it was I was going to prove to my dad that I was worth loving. So I wanted to excel at whatever I chose to do, whether it be, and for me, it was sports. I was going to excel at every sport that I played. I was going to be better than everyone else. There was no way that anyone was going to stop me, because my ultimate goal wasn't a trophy per se. My ultimate goal was to have my parent back.
Is it that you were searching for approval?
Yeah.
So everything you played, you wanted to excel so your dad or your mom would notice you, mm-hmm. and give you that, you know, that approval and sense of like, hey, good job.
Yeah.
Good job, son. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I think a lot of people live like that, you know, and sometimes it can almost seem negative, but, you know, what you're experiencing is because of the loss and the emptiness there.
Mm-hmm.
And you felt abandoned.
Yeah.
You know? And I remember talking with you before about that, how that really affected your life and mm-hmm. how you looked at everything around you. It drove you to success, but it was fueled by mm-hmm. by anger and all that inside of your heart.
Where does the anger, you know, the drive
right,
there?
Right.
What about the anger?
I've always, well, growing up, I was much more short-fused. You know, if someone said something I didn't like or something that I didn't agree with, I was always quick to react. I never really wanted to take in what people were saying to me. I had a really hard shell and exterior, and my way to defend myself was to either lash out with my words or lash out physically at people. And that would even show up when I played sports. I was always very aggressive on the field too. I'm small in stature. I'm 5'6", but I like had the mentality to play like if you took a pit bull off the leash and just let him go, and I would go after it right away. I would go after the biggest person right away to try to set that tone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you see Andrew, you see him all tattooed up, and he has this. You know, if you don't really know him good or his heart, you may think that he's a kind of guy you want to avoid.
He's a thug. Looks like a thug.
A big teddy bear.
But, yeah. You know, so as, you know, going on, you had a chip on your shoulder, but really it was to mask how you felt on the side. You were like a little boy scared.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about that, because when I look at you, it doesn't appear like you're a person that's afraid or scared.
Mm. So just to paint the picture with that, you know, like you said, I was a high school sports captain. I played sports in college. I worked on a specialized unit in the military. So from the outside looking in, it looks like, wow, whatever this guy's touching is turning to gold. He's very determined. He's very successful. He can put his mind to something and really get it done. So on the outside, everything looks calm and good. Like I'm setting the tone to be successful in my life, but they didn't understand that that was coming from someone inside that was just screaming out for attention. And the best way to describe that is when my parents left, I mentally stayed as that child because I didn't get to kind of develop into that relationship with my parents. So by staying in that mode of that scared little boy who was always looking for his parents' approval, that continued even though I physically was growing. Mentally, I was stuck in that blockade. I'd put myself in that mental prison, you know? So outside, I look physically strong. I've built myself up to be strong. I have the tattoos, you know, to build this certain persona. But inside, it's, you know, like a little kid who's almost having a temper tantrum because he's not getting what he wants.
For someone to be able to say that.
That's awesome, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You describe many a man. Many a man. And I don't think, Coach, that we distance ourselves from those many a men.
That's
we're,
right.
We're in there, too. There's a certain facade that we project.
Yes.
Because of a scared little boy inside. Mm. Andrew Siepka is sharing about just that. I mean, you see a lot of successful people in this world. Who knows what's behind the veil, as it were? What's driving them to have that kind of success? But then he brings Andrew. At some point, there's a crossroad in terms of meeting the Lord.
Yes.
And then meeting a woman named Christine. A special connection. They'll talk about that and more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, look, we all love him. You see a football player. You see a lacrosse player. You see an athlete. You see somebody that's successful, and we all want to gravitate. There's a charisma in that that we want to be around. We want to be a part of that. And you know what? It makes everyone look good. If you associate with somebody that's successful, we all want to be around it. That's why we love stars. But what goes on beneath that, under that? What's really driving that person? Is it really healthy? Does it have a long-standing capacity? Is there need for more love? Is there need for that, yeah, that soft, some might even say a sissy kind of a thing? Tenderness, care, a caressing, an affirmation. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Almashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canenzi. If you're tuning in right now, you can get this program in its entirety for free. Maybe you got the last of the tail end of the last segment. We're here with Andrew and Christine Siepka. I'm glad you're with us. You're in for a real blessing today. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program and other resources for you.
Andrew, you know, we were talking before the break about you had a chip on your shoulder. You were scared and vulnerable, and you were being really honest and transparent. Now, you were fearful of rejection. Tell us about that, because that's, you know, this outward persona of toughness, and you kind of keep people away because really you don't want to go through rejection.
Right. So right from a young age, you know, I pretty much felt the worst rejection that a kid can feel by having a parent leave. You know, and like we were talking about earlier, that shaped my whole athletic career into my professional career. And that's something you don't want to feel again. So I started to build up those walls. I wanted to push people away. I didn't want to give people the chance to get to know me, because the more that someone got to know me, the more I was vulnerable with someone, the easier it would be for them to hurt me or to feel that hurt again. So I had built myself up to be, you know, this alpha male to keep people away from me. You know, so what turned, or what was a drive for acceptance, started to turn into a drive of now having the control. I have the control. I tell you whether you're in my life or not. I choose who I'm involved with, who I'm not involved with. So you see how things can change really quickly from wanting to be accepted so bad by someone, from now wanting to have the control to kind of push them away, to make them feel the way that you have felt before. Because that's what I started to do with my dad, was now I wanted to perform so that he would be proud of me, so then I could tell him, well, I don't want you in my life. Because you didn't help me get here. I did all this without you. So what makes you think I need you now?
A way of getting back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel, you know, I've seen that in him. So when he does go through that, I have to remind him, you know, hey, you love God now. You're forgiven. So even though you're a little upset at your dad right now, let's see the bigger picture of this, because we want, you know, we want you to love him and for him to see the love of God through you, even if it's not the healthiest of relationships or the ideal relationship you want with, you know, your father.
For you to say that, Christine, speaks of an underlying convergence point. Because now you're talking about God. Mm-hmm. Where did that convergence point take place, Andrew? When did you enter or begin to experience a personal relationship with God?
I did most of my deployments. I started to, after traveling the world, and I mean, I'm going to be really honest here, seeing the worst in people. You travel the world, and when you do counterterrorism, counter-narcotic, human trafficking, you tend to see the worst side of people. So it really started to make me question a lot of things, you know, between the things I'd already experienced in my life as a child and a teenager into now what I was experiencing as an adult. I had seen, you know, and at this point, I believe I was 24 years old. So I'm a young man, but I'd seen so much. I'd seen so much negativity, you know, and not being able to handle and deal with that, I was drinking a lot. You know, and this, I had a friend at that time who was in my life, and their parents were such a blessing to me, because they had noticed, they saw through all that, you know, machoism,
right,
good career-based individual. He's going places. They saw through all that. Mm. And they saw that little boy that we talked about earlier, that scared child.
Right.
And they didn't do anything, you know, drastic with me except for love me exactly where I was. Mm-hmm. They never pushed me. You know, we would talk about God, but it was just having a conversation. It was never really preachy. They would educate me. You know, they would, now I see it as they were giving me like little homework assignments. They would, you know, I had a Bible. They'd given me a Bible. They'd tell me to look up certain scripture. They'd given me the daily breads to read. So they were getting me more involved in the Word. And the more I was involved with the Word, the more I began to get educated. You know, so this is all happening. The process is starting to begin. And then they had asked me if I wanted to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And this was a very big point for me because I had done everything on my own so far leading up to that point in my life. So hearing that and having to 100% submit to someone was, I mean, at that point in my life, I'd rather die. So being scared, I said no. But, you know, even there, they didn't, you know, condemn me or push me away. They continued to love me, continued to, you know, walk with me and help me. And it still weighed on my heart because that whole conversation, even though I said no, I know that that wasn't the right thing. I could feel it in my heart. It was pulling at my heartstrings really hard. And that's something that I had never felt before.
There's a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
Daddy, wait, we said no, but deep down inside we want to say yes, but it's a fear of letting go of your life.
Yeah, because it means now I have to change. Right. I have to change something. But how do you change what you've been doing your whole life?
That also says you need someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you need something that you don't have.
Right.
Or you
right.
need a relationship that you're not self-contained,
yeah. mm-hmm.
able to do it on your own yeah. anymore.
That's right.
That's all
yeah.
in the admission yeah. or the submission of yeah. that.
That's right.
So, you know, even though I said no and ultimately at that time denied the Lord, I continued to read and was still seeking. I was still seeking through this whole process, even though I had rejected it at first. I still, something was there, you know. And eventually I just got to the point, like you just said, like, I got to change. Something's got to change. Like, I can't live my whole life feeling like this. If I feel this way at 20-something, mm-hmm. how bad is it going to be when I'm 40-something, 50-something, 60-something years old? So I had made my mind up. And like we were talking about earlier, once I make my mind up about something, that's it. So I went to go see them. It was a Sunday that I went to go see them. I was like, all right, let's do this. I'm ready. I'm ready to pray for my salvation. You know, and same thing, I'm expecting this grandioso thing because here's this yeah. guy who's done all these great things in his life, you know. And I say this in his prayer. I know where I'm going now, but I'm expecting like clouds to part and all these things to happen.
Where's the fireworks?
Yeah. Yeah. Where's yeah. the angels?
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't happen, but that's what I needed because yeah. I was expecting, you know, this big show, you know. But for me, that's not how... God knows me better than I know myself. Right, and he knows right. that's not what I needed, even
right,
though that's what
good.
I wanted.
Yeah.
There's going to be a point, another point of convergence.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Christine, how did you become a Christian?
Well, I grew up in a Christian home, Baptist. And that's weird, Southern Baptist as a Korean. So I basically just rode the coattails of my mom's faith for a very long time. And when I was in high school, you know, in Mauna Loa, we had a big revival and I was a part of that from Grace Bible. But still, I still had the mindset of, oh, I'm just going to be a good Christian on Sundays and just live my life the way I want. Then when I was more of an adult, early 20s, mid 20s, I really just decided, you know, I really need to just seek the Lord and build my own relationship because when I was making bad decisions and things like that, God always showed up and made himself real. You know, I used to party a lot and thought I was invisible. And at one time, I actually got a DUI. And that was kind of the turning point of my walk with God. It was, you know, a spiritual roadblock at the same time as a physical. And that's when I really, you know, gave my life to God, to Christ, and seen the miracles that God can do and that He's really there for me, not just other people. You know, just because I didn't have a rock bottom experience in my life, you know, like, that doesn't mean that God cares for me less. Right. So from that point on,
that's great.
Yeah, I really, you know, had my own walk with God.
Right. It's amazing how in our brokenness, you know, so you knew God.
Yeah.
But now you know Him as your Lord, right. When you turn your life over to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if everyone think, you know, if you're a Christian, there's always those crossroad moments or those convergence where, you know, you come through a brokenness and you realize, I can't do it anymore.
Right.
I need you. Yeah.
And if you're not a Christian,
yeah.
And someone comes up to you as the parents of one of Andrew's friends came and reached out to him.
Yeah.
And even if you feel, as you're listening, no, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to give it all up. But, you know, deep down inside, something's got to change. Well, then process that. Yeah. Think about that. Consider that. Maybe even pray about that. You say, well, just come before God in all simplicity and say, you know, I don't know how to work this whole thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, implied in that is an admission.
That's right. That's right.
Of a need,
yeah.
Of your need for God. Yeah. We've all experienced those moments, so then you're not alone. You're with us. We all are in it together.
That's right.
God has worked in Christine and Andrew's lives. You know, so often we look for fulfillment in the other person. But first it takes fulfillment in God. And then with the other person, it becomes exponential. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimony and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yes. If I could just find the right girl, some would say, a man would say, she would complete me. Well, there's a certain level of truth to that. In Genesis, you know, God gives us a helpmeet. So right, there's a level of truth to that.
That's
of course.
Right. Yeah.
But what happens if that person doesn't always say the right things or do the right things? Your spouse, that significant other.
Right.
Or what if it's the job or the boss doesn't always say the right thing? And all along, it's just affecting my view of myself.
That's right.
Could it become a toxic relationship over time? How valuable is it for someone to personally get to know the Lord, and maybe someone else get to know the Lord, and the both of them eventually becoming husband and wife at some point, which they might not even know is going to happen, but they are growing in their relationship with God? And then God brings them together. I think there's a level of strength there. What do you think? As you listen today, I'm so glad you're with us. This is the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Alfredo Canencia and our guests today, Andrew and Christine Siepka. Find out more. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com.
You know, Andrew, you know, as we're talking again, the whole idea of you giving your life to God, surrendering your life to God, and realizing that everything, you know, you cannot do it anymore. I think a lot of people out there are still trying to do it on their own and trying to find that person, like what Danny said, you know, oh, that job that's going to fulfill everything. When I get that, then everything is going to be cool.
Right.
But in reality, if you're dealing with abandonment issues and rejection, and Christ doesn't become the Lord and King of your life, it's like a never-ending story of unfulfillment.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. You experienced that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The funny thing is, you never realize how much it's affecting you. Like, I didn't realize how much it affected me until I came to the Lord. I didn't realize how much I was driven by negativity until I came to the Lord. I was aware of it, but I didn't realize how toxic it was for my life. You know, because it was, I kept trying to do certain things to gain approval. But when that wouldn't work, okay, what's next? What's the next step? What's the next thing that I can do? So it was like a never-ending cycle of, like, I'm just chasing after something that's not, it's never really going to be there. So by the time I came to the Lord, you know, the biggest transition for me was where before I was putting all this blame on my dad. It's my dad's fault. You know, it's his, you know, he's the reason I'm this way, and just blame. But when I came to the Lord and I realized who my father is, I'm able to forgive my dad.
Awesome.
Andrew, what did you realize? What did you experience? What did you feel as God being your father?
An unconditional love through an extreme brokenness. Because like I said, I didn't realize how broken I was. Mm. You know, I'd built up this major exterior. You know, and by doing that, I was even lying to myself, even though I know how I felt inside. I was covering it up. And eventually, you do it for so long, you believe your own lies. Mm. God came in at, you know, his timing, just like they say, his timing is perfect. And even now, it's still a process for me. You know, it's not like, my walk hasn't been easy still. There's still trials and tribulations. But the choices that I make to forgive daily is what is the big difference. And because of the way that God loves me, that's why I'm able to forgive. If he was able to forgive me for being so selfish my whole life and the way that I was and say, I love you, like, you know, I love you for everything that you are, everything that you're not, and I've made you perfectly, so you should be okay with that. That made a big difference, because my whole life I never thought I was good enough for anyone, you know, and that's why I always tried to control. So
it sounds like a sense of almost a point of decompression, that there was a
It's like releasing a pressure valve
and an ability to rest in that awareness, that knowledge, that reality. You're living in a new reality together. How did you meet?
It's good.
I'll let my wife take this one.
Well, we met through a mutual friend, because the Coast Guard community is so small, they kind of know each other. And it's even how we got together is crazy. We met, we just kind of talked story. Then he was like, oh, I would like to take you out on a date. I was like, oh, sure, you know. So we exchanged numbers, and we just got to know each other. We went on a first date, and I think that's when he told me, well, he realized that he really liked me. Right,
Annie? Oh, it started with you first, right?
Yeah,
okay. Let's get that straight.
Right. Just FYI. But, you know, God's so funny, because it seemed impossible, you know. He was leaving a month and a half later. And all of my friends thought I was crazy. And I even at one point I thought I was crazy. Like, what am I doing? This guy's leaving in a month and a half. But, you know, I feel such pull towards him. So I was like, you know what? Let's just try. Let's get to know each other. Let's talk. And
distance relationship is what you mean.
Long distance. Okay.
Yeah, I was. I got restationed in Oregon to finish out my contract. So.
And so.
How long were you going to be away?
I was away for what, a year?
A year.
Yeah, so it wasn't too long, but with a fresh, a brand new relationship.
1.5 months.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Gone for a year.
Right. Okay.
Wow.
But the one thing I will say. It was challenging, to say the least, but we were able to work on our communication. Since we weren't able to, you know, physically go out on dates and spend that time with each other, we had to rely on the only form that we had, which was communication. So we learned how to speak with each other correctly.
And we really, really leaned on God at that time, because there was a lot of growth, because, you know, I was single for so long and independent, and I didn't have to ask anybody for permission to do something and go somewhere, or, you know, just kind of include him. It's definitely a growing experience, growing pains.
Christine, you have, I think you have something to say to a single woman who has been waiting on God, praying for the right person,
right,
independent like you. What would you say? Maybe they're getting a bit anxious. Maybe they're feeling a bit disheartened. Maybe they feel like giving up. Maybe they feel like abandoned by God. That God isn't answering their prayers.
Right. You know, I would say to those who are waiting, keep waiting. You know, do the right thing. You really want to build yourself up to the person that God wants you to be, and where you're happy, even if, you know, say to the extreme of, God, even if I'm alone for the rest of my life, you know, I'm happy because I am who I am because of you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once you get to that point of surrendering everything and just being happy at the place that you are and growing, you know, it's like going on this path, and if it's a positive path and the path that God wants you to take, along the way, the right person will come, the right things will come, the right promotion in life will come. And so just keep trusting in the Lord.
You see, it means a lot coming from her.
Yes.
Because she's been through it. Okay, but she's been through it on steroids. You know why? Because she's going through it, it meaning the single life, wanting God to show. But in the beauty industry, she's probably caring for people who are getting married
all the time. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So you see it all the time.
Yes. Wow. Yes. It was every weekend.
God, when is my turn?
Right.
Kind of thing.
When is somebody going to do my makeup? Right.
Always the makeup artist, never the bride. That was just my thing. but, you know, that's why I didn't have a big wedding, things like that. You just get a little, you know, diluted. It gets diluted for me. So, but, you know, really trusting in God. I have close friends who are still single and, you know, trusting and waiting. And sometimes they can get desperate or just get a little panicky.
Christine, a pause moment.
Yes.
Would you be willing to pray? Pray for someone right now?
Yes.
Could be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a man.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
yeah.
But could you pray?
Sure.
Later on, I want to ask Andrew to pray, too, because of what he's been through. But mm-hmm. Christine, please.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for every listener here today, Father. Whatever they're going through, Lord, desperate of who they're going to be with or finding love, Lord, I pray that they find their love in you. And their trust in you, Father, and allow themselves to be the person that you've created them to be, and find the happiness in you and the unconditional love in you, and you would bless them beyond their measures, beyond their comprehension, God, and allow them to just fall on their knees and just give everything up to you, God, and make it a daily decision. Lord, I pray, you know, for those who are lost and lonely to just find comfort and know that, you know, you have their best interest at heart. And even in the darkness in the valley, Lord, that you're walking with them and that you are their first love, Father. And we just pray over this in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen.
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 Great. Awesome. Awesome, Christine. Awesome.
Thank you, Christine. Man, there's nothing powerful, quite man. Like somebody who
yeah, she just hit it right there, man.
Knows.
That was a booze eye right there. Yeah.
Awesome. If you look at Andrew, you see a refined man, a refined man of God.
Mm-hmm.
But beneath the refinement, you also know that there's a fire.
Oh, yeah.
A fire that at one point was fueled by a form of ignition that eventually would be toxic mm-hmm. if it was left alone.
Right.
There is all a level of toxicity in each of us.
That's right.
If left alone. And dear one, as you listen today, you may know what that is in you, or you may not.
Yeah.
The wonder of Christ is that he can take a fire that could destroy and reignite a fire
yes.
that brings life and hope and joy and peace. It is a powerful ignition. Andrew Siepka knows what that's all about. He'll share more along with Christine Siepka, his dear wife. Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So you say, and of course it's understandable, why does God put me through all this? Why does he allow me to go through it? Doesn't he know that it's just breaking me apart? And then he brings peace and healing, and he puts hope in your heart, and he helps put some of those broken pieces together. But for what? For success? For a good life? Hopefully, yes. But is that all? Is there something more? Is there an opportunity God will give to give back, an opportunity to serve others, maybe, who could relate with you because of what you went through? You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Alfredo Canencia. We are so grateful that you're with us today, and it really is our hope that you would gain much from this time. And if you don't know the Lord, that you would come to know the Lord. And if you're already walking with Jesus, that you would be encouraged and built up. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. We've got some information for you there. And by the way, Christine,
yes,
who is also known as CJ Siepka, what's your email? Not email address. Your web address. If someone wants to get in touch with you.
www.naturallyyouhawaii.com.
Naturallyyouhawaii.com.
Mm-hmm. Or you can follow me on Instagram, cjsiepka_naturallyyou.
Okay, so naturallyyouhawaii.com. Naturallyyouhawaii.com.
You know, Andrew, you know, there's a scripture in 2 Corinthians 1 saying that the God, the Father of mercies, that comforts us so we can also comfort others. Mm. Now, you've just finishing up school. You have one more semester.
I graduate. This June.
Yeah,
so
smart.
I got
awesome.
Three more classes.
Yeah. Woo! And the whole idea is that you want to, you know, what you've gone through as a young man, a young boy growing up, you have now a compassion in your heart.
Yes.
To really bring the answers, the gospel, of course, the good news to other people. Mm-hmm. And so you're coming full circle now with this mm-hmm. whole thing. And then so going to school, and you did some, you know, I understand judo and different things, but mm-hmm. really with a purpose of helping the next generation. Tell us about that.
So like I've talked about, my life has revolved around athletics and sports. And after coming to the Lord and having him change my heart from selfish to now selfless, I've realized that I'm really able to use my love and passion for athletics as a platform to be able to share the gospel with others, more specifically with younger men or teenagers who are going through similar backgrounds as I did. It doesn't have to be, you know, having a parent not there, but just any type of broken environment in their home. I like to be some form of consistency in an inconsistent lifestyle. So I'm going to school right now. Like I said, I graduate June 6th. My degree's in human services, so it's a pretty much a broad topic to be able to cover case management, sociology, and psychology all together. And later on down the line in another season, I'll get my master's, but I'm a little burnt out on school right now. And then I've been so blessed to have so many great mentors in Hawaii. I was able to start Croc Center's judo program with Kevin Asano, who is a 1988 silver medalist in the Olympics.
That's right.
such a great man, such a strong man of God who's been able to kind of help shape and mold me on my walk to be, you know, to chip off the hard edges and really be the man that God's calling me to be.
What has he taught you? If you can distill maybe one or two things that come to mind.
Think before reacting. That's the big one.
That's the big one.
Definitely thinking before reacting. And then just to set the example, be the example. You can't expect someone to do something for you if you're not willing to go that extra mile
That's
for them.
Good.
So to be the example, set the tone. If you know, God wants us all to be great. Well, how am I supposed to teach people that if I'm not trying to be the greatest version of myself and what God's calling me to be?
It's kind of more like a spirit of excellence.
Yeah.
You know, it's not so much, it's what God has given you, the resources, and doing it the best
yes.
to your ability to honor him.
Yes, to glorify God. Yeah. Not to glorify ourselves, to glorify God.
Yeah.
There's a big difference there. The difference in perspective, difference in focus. But I think we need to be reminded of that, because giving God our best.
Yes.
And now we all have heard that. What does it mean when it comes to the gifts that God has given us?
Right.
Have we developed them well?
That's right.
Have we, as God has put that in us, imparted that to us, are we doing what's necessary to refine that?
Mm, that's right.
So that it could be used excellently in the hands of God. Mm. I'm looking at someone in the beauty
right.
industry, naturallyyouhawaii.com, CJ Siepka. I'm looking at judoka, looking at a weightlifter.
That's right. Bodybuilder.
You have to. You cannot. Correct me if I'm wrong, Andrew, but you can't have shoddy technique. You hurt your back.
You get injured,
you
right?
Injure your joints, yeah. right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's for me right now. My one of the big focuses for me is I compete nationally in powerlifting also.
Right.
So the platform I'm using right now,
powerlifting, judo, not bodybuilding.
Oh,
let's correct that. It's not bodybuilding. Sorry about that.
I have too much of a belly to be a bodybuilder.
But I hear powerlifters though can jump really high.
Not when they're 5'6".
And 200 plus pounds.
Yeah.
That's all muscle.
But he's in his category.
Yes.
That's right.
Then you're exactly right with it. You can't, whether it's judo or powerlifting, when you have 600 pounds on your back, you have no choice but to do it correct.
Mm.
Because if not, it's an extreme.
It, yeah.
You're
yeah.
going to pay for yeah, it if yeah. you don't do it correctly.
You see, there's a there's a lesson there.
Yeah.
The weight of life
yeah.
is 600 pounds plus, figuratively
yeah,
speaking, right,
right? Right.
We must live with the correct technique.
Yes. Yeah.
Properly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, with misalignment, everything can crumble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
It could be a lesson there.
Yeah.
As you set an example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great, you know, and just the thought that, you know, you may be lifting lighter, so you can maybe get away with some of those mm-hmm. techniques, and maybe not really being perfect in your structure and with your body posture and everything. But as they get heavier in life,
mm-hmm.
and I think people don't adjust, or they don't get better, or they don't
yes.
excel, and then they get injured in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get on put on the wayside of life.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the fact that when I get around you, Andrew, I have a sense that you always want to improve.
Mm.
You know, and life is like that. You never can be satisfied where you're at. There's more that God wants to use and do in you, but you have to do your part.
Yes.
It's not all God. It's not all you.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was all you. Now it's you and God as mm-hmm. a partnership now. And it's awesome.
Someone today is aware of a burning inside. But they might know that it's not all that healthy
mm-hmm.
because of where it came from. But they want more. They want better. They want to adjust.
Yeah.
They want to realign. Andrew, would you lead in a prayer for that that man, that person?
Absolutely.
Who can relate with you.
Father God, first of all, I just want to thank you for this amazing opportunity to be able to speak to all those that are listening, Lord. For those of you that are out there, I just want you to know that it's okay. You're not your job. You're not your career. You're not the mistakes. You're not the things, the bad things that have happened in your life. Our real Father is the Lord. And Father God, we know that through you, all things can be healed. Through you, we get to feel what true love is. And through you, we can become the greatest version of ourselves, more than we could ever imagine. I speak this from my heart because I never in a million years could have imagined being where I am today, sitting here right now, sharing my heart with all these people, Lord. But it's possible because of you, not because of me, because of you. So, Lord, I ask that anyone that's out there who feels the tugging on their heartstrings that I felt, to make that leap of faith, to trust in you, Lord, to trust in you, and even if they don't know you, and to just know that you will love them and meet them exactly where they are. And through you, all broken things can become perfect and whole. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Indeed. Indeed. Andrew, Christine, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you for sharing from the heart, as you have. Dear friend, we do hope that you have been inspired, encouraged by the insights, the life of Andrew and Christine Siepka. You can find out more about CJ Siepka, NaturallyYouHawaii.com. You know what? God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And look, if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance for that. Psalm 27:10, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Andrew and Christine Siepka. Until next time, along with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.